Hi, and welcome to the Mending Bridges podcast, the podcast where different generations discuss topics from their perspective. I'm your host, Carla, your resident millennial, and along with me today is my co-host,
Dean, and I am your resident baby boomer.
I don't know if you recall that last year, Jack Dorsey, who's the former owner of Twitter, he had auctioned off his first ever tweet as an NFT. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
It was a huge deal at the time because it was the most expensive NFT that was ever sold. It sold at $2.9 million. Well, there's some new updates on that. So the person who bought that NFT last year put it up for sale this year to resell it. What is, you know, a small profit. You know, if you buy something, you want a small profit. That's reasonable, right? Well, according to the New York Post, the owner recently tried to resell the same tweet that he bought for $2.9 million for $48 million. Yeah, I want to know how you come up with that number. Like, what happened in that year that makes him think that the NFT appreciated so much in 1 year? The first question.
Well, I can see that because there are a lot of more NFTs since then that have sold for a hell of a lot more. So now he's thinking that he can, you know, sell it for what some of the other NFTs on the market went for, which is like a whole lot of money. So,
but for $48 million, that's like, but anyway, so well, let's see if anybody bought it. So that price tag was removed after offers on the first week were only for a couple hundred bucks. And as of Thursday, the highest bid was 3.3 of the cryptocurrency Ether, which was the equivalent of $10,000. So obviously, not only did nobody agree with him that it appreciated, they also don't think it's worth much. Like, I could see if this was like some kind of sport NFT, like for like a football player or a basketball player. I could see why you would think, oh, it's worth a lot more, but still at the end of the day, it still ain't worth $48 million. Like, are you crazy?
Well, that just goes to show you that when you try to price gouge people, then they show you, because everybody knew how much you purchased that thing for. So I can understand if you're asking for $3 million or even $5 million, but $48 million, what were you thinking?
Well, the marketplace let him know that we all think that your stuff is worth 10 grand at most.
Yeah, it must have been so disappointing for this owner who is trying to resell it to know that you paid so much money for that first tweet that you thought would be, you know, historic and that's going to appreciate in the marketplace and other people are going to want to acquire that from you. But so disappointing for you to learn that, you know, they think so poorly of your treasured purchase.
And one thing that he might not have taken into account, too, is that maybe there would have been somebody who would have willingly given him a decent profit on it. But the fact that he was asking $48 million, that would be a turnoff to a lot of people.
Yes, when they know exactly that you only paid less than $3 million for it. Mm-hmm. Ask for $5 million and have a conscience.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on NFTs? Would you buy an NFT or would you rather stick with an actual artwork that you can touch and have in your home and that has a more stable cost?
At this point, no, NFTs are not for me. I don't understand them. And I don't think that something that, you know, it's so digital. It's not for me.
Yeah, I was wondering about this because even I have a hard time keeping up with learning all the jargon and how all this all works. I remember a while back, I was checking out what NFT is and how you buy it and sell it and stuff. And to sell it, like, you know, I was learning all these new terms. especially the part what had me stunned was like, there's gas involved. I'm like, what do you mean you have to pay gas? It's a digital stuff. How does the gas work? So that was an interesting experience learning about that there's gas involved and how you had to, if you want to get ahead of the line, you had to pay money to move ahead of the line so you can get your stuff sold. But anyway, and I'm still like struggling with it. I don't fully understand that world either. So I was just wondering, you know, how other generation, the older generation is keeping up with these new and ever moving parts of technology. I mean, you kind of answer that. You're not really interested in NFT at this moment. And I think it's still fairly new. And I know a lot of people want to get in on the ground floor of new things because it can be very lucrative. At the same time, a lot of new invention also crumbles and fails. And you can have all that digital money and you end up losing all of it. It might not be of any value one day. So again, you know, a common thing that we say, everything has a risk.
Well, you know, even though I'm not interested in it, there are a lot of older people like Gary Vee who is into it. And
who's, you know, that?
He's a influencer and he's done very well with it. So, but it's not something for me. I don't understand it and I don't want to learn to understand it just yet. It's just too much stuff for me personally.
I was looking at it because there was this 12-year-old who became a millionaire from NFTs. And she started creating her own NFTs. So that's why I was researching. I'm like, hey.
If like, I tell well, I can do it.
I know. That's why I was doing some research to say, okay, well, how does this all work? And can I create my own NFTs and sell it? So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need, when I have some more time, I'm going to need to sit down and watch some more videos and try to understand how this all works.
Well, good luck with the venture because, you know, once you understand it, I hear that, you know, it's a very profitable venture these days.
I know. And then, of course, the next big thing is the metaverse and buying real estate in the metaverse. I heard somebody say something interesting the other day. It was like, yeah, you can have all this property that you buy in the metaverse, but then why if something happened in the real verse? You can't stay in if you lose your actual home. In the real world, you can't stay in your, you know, stay on your property in the metaverse. That's not going to help. So it's fun to see all those different sides of argument on both sides. When people have oceanfront properties in the metaverse.
Oh, dear.
I'm like, okay. They're holding concerts and all kind of things in the metaverse, which I think that part is kind of cool. So this is where we're, well, possibly heading to. We don't know. These things can fail, so we don't know. It's kind of like Blu-ray and the other one, right? Mm-hmm. But nobody remember what the competitor was. Mm-hmm. It's a fast-moving world. It just seems that you just got accustomed to one thing and then something else is out there. I was thinking about something because I was watching a show the other day and they were doing Pokemon Go. I'm like, what happened to Pokemon Go? Like, that was the biggest thing in the world. And then it just fell off all of a sudden.
Pokemon is still a big thing. And still a lot of people participating. I used to be one of them. Mm-hmm. No, I don't anymore. And I kind of miss it because, especially when it's cold, that's the one thing that used to motivate me to put my jacket on and get out in the cold is to go catch Pokemon so I can level up.
And I thought that the concept of it was a brilliant idea. So I thought, you know, competitors would do not the same thing, but something similar where you can, you know, hold up your phone and then it takes in your landscape around you and add something to it or something that you could do. So I thought, you know, other people would be doing something, but not that I'm aware of and I'm not a big gamer, but, you know, when these things get really big, everybody knows about them, whether you're a gamer or not, but I haven't heard or seen anything similar to that, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure something new will be on the scene sometime soon because, you know, things evolve so quickly and there's always something new coming up.
We've reached the end of today's podcast. Thanks for hanging with us. Stay tuned until our next podcast.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Mended Bridges and on Facebook at Mended Bridges Podcast. Please remember to rate us and review us wherever you listen to us. Stay safe until next time. Bye.
Bye.